Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your guide out of survival mode and into thrive mode. You know that feeling when you're constantly running on empty, juggling a million things at once, and feeling like you're just surviving day by day? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, I get it. In fact, this podcast was born from my own journey out of burnout and into balance. Today, we're diving deep into my experience, sharing some key takeaways that helped me escape the burnout cycle, and hopefully giving you some tools to create a more balanced and fulfilling life. Because let's be real, who wants to just exist when we can truly live? We're talking about feeling energized, focused, and excited about what comes next. Ready to join me on this journey? Let's do it. First off, ditch the myth that burnout is a badge of honor. It's not some sign of dedication or toughness. It's your body screaming for help. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? When we neglect our physical and mental well-being, we eventually hit a wall. And trust me, hitting that wall is no fun at all. Number 2, listen to your body. I know it sounds simple, but often we push through exhaustion, ignoring the signs because we feel pressured to keep going. But those aches, pains, sleepless nights, and constant fatigue are not just temporary inconveniences. They're serious signals that you need to slow down and recharge. Ever felt like your mind is racing, but your body feels heavy? That's burnout whispering in your ear. Pay attention to those subtle cues. Next up, learn to say, no. This one's tough, I get it. We live in a culture of, always on, and, hustle mentality. But remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Saying no to extra commitments, unnecessary tasks, or even social events that drain your energy allows you to focus on what truly matters. Your well-being and the things that bring you joy. Number 4. Prioritize self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think of it as fueling your engine so you can run smoothly. This means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body in ways you enjoy, spending time in nature, engaging in hobbies that bring you joy, and connecting with loved ones who lift you up. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek support. You know that feeling when you need someone to talk to? Reach out. Whether it's a friend, family member, therapist, or support group, talking things through can help lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. You are not alone in this journey. Let me share a real-life example. A few years back, I was drowning in work deadlines, personal obligations, and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life. I felt constantly overwhelmed and exhausted. My sleep schedule was shot, my diet consisted mostly of takeout, and exercise was a distant memory. Sound familiar? One day, after a particularly stressful week, I broke down crying in the middle of the grocery store. It was then that I realized something had to change. I knew if I kept going like this, I would burn out completely. So, I took a step back, assessed my priorities, and started making changes. I learned to say, no, more often, prioritized self-care, and reached out for support from friends and family. Slowly but surely, things began to shift. The constant exhaustion lifted, replaced with a newfound energy and sense of clarity. I rediscovered joy in the simple things, like spending time outdoors, connecting with loved ones, and pursuing hobbies that brought me fulfillment. It wasn't an overnight transformation, but every small step I took towards balance made a world of difference. So remember, your journey to balance might look different from mine, but the key takeaways are universal. Listen to your body, prioritize self-care, learn to say, no, and don't be afraid to seek support. It's okay to ask for help, it's a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, go out there and start creating a life that truly nourishes your soul. Share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or hit me up on social media with your thoughts and experiences. Let's continue this conversation together. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.